Welcome to the Awakening Your Potential podcast series. My name is Jessica Rojas Buda. I'm a talent development and career transition coach, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to succeed at your career transition. So if you're going through a career transition, regardless the reason, changing your career can be very stressful and overwhelming. And after having been through a career transition myself and having worked with a few clients as a career coach to help them define their career path, I've understood that there are two key elements that are needed to succeed. It is all about planning and preparing. So what is it that you need to prepare? Well, in my experience, I've seen that very, very few people actually plan their career transition, which normally leads to abandoning the idea because of the difficulties they face in the process. So going through a career transition or simply planning the first step in your career requires you to be prepared and to think a few things in advance to ensure your success. So you should think about the following. Number one, plan your professional projects. The first step that you need to take into account when planning your career transition is to think of it as a project, your professional project. Think about all the elements that form it, the activities that you will have to do, the resources you will need, etc. In order to make this task easier, it is useful to break your project into three separate elements. The first element is about your motivations, your values, and your priorities. Take the time to know yourself. Understand your motivations. What are your values? What are your priorities? What is it that inspires you today? And trust me when I tell you that this is the foundation of your career transition process, and it is the key element that will lead you to success. Be sure you understand your drivers and to create your strategy based on them. Build a solid base for your project. The second element of this professional project is about your skills, your competencies, and your talents. Analyze your skills, your natural talents, and your added value. Think about your key skills and what you do best. Also take into account what you enjoy to do. This is what you will offer to the market, and it is normally what we used to say, that this is how you will sell yourself. So make sure that those skills and competencies are clear for you. Identify those that you need to develop or improve and plan your resources accordingly. And the third element that you need to take into account when you plan your projects is the current market and the future trends. Investigate, analyze, and understand the current market. And if you have been relocated, you might want to talk to locals to help you understand the new country, the new culture, and the market. It is essential to know who the key players are, the activities, the products, the services that have more value today. And it is also essential to know how much you value in the market. This will help you position yourself better and plan your strategy. And in the economy that we know today, it is also very useful to think about the new trends and the possible careers of the future, because who knows, maybe you could be a pioneer. Okay, so number two is prepare your marketing tools. Like any product or service, when you're looking for a job, you also have something to sell. In this case, it will be your skills, your expertise, and your personality. So in one word, you sell your uniqueness. If your motivations are clear, if you have established your best skills and that you know exactly how to position yourself in the market, then you're ready to prepare your marketing tools. But what are those? What is marketing tools? What are marketing tools? They are everything that helps you to present your skills and your added value to the market. So this is your CV, your cover letter, a video interview if you're going through a pre-screening process, job interviews with either HR or line managers, which are, by the way, slightly different. Your pitch is also a marketing tool. Your networking interviews, whether they are via email, phone calls, face-to-face, all of it are marketing tools. So there are lots of them, and you will need them depending on the case, so make sure that you have them prepared. And number three, prepare your mindset. Transitioning a career, relocating, looking for your first job, or even looking to evolve to a new position in your current company, it all takes a time to adjust to the change. It is a process, and as such, you need to be what we say psychologically prepared. What I mean is that you should be ready for the ups and downs, for the energy boosters, as well as the breakdown moments that you will face. Be ready for the rejection because it will come. But also be ready to embrace compliments and embrace maybe new ideas to enrich your profile. But most importantly, be ready to succeed. You don't start a project by focusing on doubts. You start it by thinking from the end, by seeing yourself as if you've already made it. Then let this energy to push you towards your career goal. Successfully transitioning a career is possible, and it can be easy if you make the right decisions and if you take into account the right things. So think in advance and plan ahead, then prepare. Your future is awaiting. So well, that's it for today. I hope you find this podcast useful, and if you like it, please share it. Also, remember to follow Alba Institute on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And remember, you have all the resources you need to succeed. You just need to take action to awaken your potential. I'm looking forward to talking to you in the next podcast for more topics about self-improvement and career development.